Mike Zero was starting in 24 seconds.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy T'Angelo here with Love, Dance, and the Hate Between Them. Yo, what's going on, everybody? What's up? Yes, today is the on-air birthday bash. Sorry about last week, you guys. Technical difficulties. Hey, what can I say? Shit happens. When the internet say it don't want to work and the servers decide to crash, what else can we do but postpone it to next week? Don't even trip, though, because when I walk in, the party going to start. When you call in, the party going to get hot. So as long as we do what we do, it's going to be great. So. As you see, I'm turned up, I'm lit, and I'm in it. What can I say? There's so much going on. It is my birthday month. For those who don't know, my birthday was on August 2nd, so it was 2 days ago. I had a blast. We're going to talk all about that as the night goes on, as well as what other events are going on. So if you haven't had a chance to experience a T'Angelo birthday bash, don't trip. We got one tonight and more coming up, all right? So you're going to be good. Now, what do we have for today? Well, let's see. Today's... ask me real quick, the T projects, okay? We got the birthday bash today. Also, we got to keep a lookout, you guys, because I know I've been talking about it, but now more than ever, the Black College Expo video is done, and it will be released, it'll be released this week or early next week. So don't trip, keep an eye out, because the Black College Expo video is up, and it's going to be hot, and you guys are going to love it. I can't wait for you to see it. We had a lot of great students, a lot of information. The founder, Teresa Price, we had Real and Chance, we had Kale Mitchell, we had Joseph Anthony Rivers on it. It's going to be a great time. So definitely check out the video, post it, utilize the information, and move forward. Also, we have another video coming out. Oh, we also did Fashion on the Real, which was an Eric Zulli event. This video will be coming out soon as well. You'll want to check it out. It was so much fun. Carla and I had a blast on the red carpet, being weird and random as usual. We have fun. I love you, Carla. there we have, I'm still actually looking for choreographers. I have a couple of projects coming up, and And I need a little bit more help with them, you guys. So if you're a choreographer in the Los Angeles area, definitely hit me up at TAngelo@EOTMradio.com. That's TAngelo@EOTMradio.com. I would love to hear from you. Also, I wanted to put you guys on some game or whatever. Oh, I just got news, you guys. Y'all can really keep an eye out for that Eric Zulli video. It's going to be released on Sunday at 5 p.m. So if you guys are interested, definitely check out Fashion on the Real on EOTMTV.com. And I will definitely shortly post it on my YouTube page shortly thereafter as well. Again, that's EOTMTV.com. You can check out the Eric Zulli Fashion on the Real event. Eric does stop by himself. The fashion was fly. Carlos was fly. We had rain. Which was Left Eye of TLC's little sister on the red carpet with us. It was a hot event. I had a blast. I had a true blast with that one, you guys. Also, currently we are in the process of developing a show for T'Angelo. So you got to stay tuned because y'all gonna want to be supportive and come out and support and be there for me. I can't give out all the details yet because they won't let me. And that's all I'm gonna say about that. Lastly, in the T projects is the biggest thing this year. Are y'all ready for this? If I had drums, I would roll them. Here you go. Boom! New York! You guys, I'm going to New York for my first time. I am uber excited. I mean, what else can I do this year? I'm going to New York. Used that vacation in Miami. I said, let's do a little something different. So I'm going to New York for my first time. So all my listeners in New York, please hit me up and let me know where's the spots to go, because I have to do the nightlife, I need to do the morning life, I need to do the midday life. I'm staying near Central Park. My hotel is by Central Park. I did not know Central Park was a mini city in itself, just found out. I need to go to where the Big Blue is in the middle of the city. I need to go to the 85th floor of something. I've never been higher than like the 37th floor of a building, so what does it feel like to be on the 85th floor of a building? I'm not quite sure, but I want to go. So we'll do that. Empire State Building, Statue of Liberty. There's so many. The museums, the people, the fashion, the clubs, the bars, the food. Whew. I'm tired. Just thinking about it. Take a minute. But anyway, so I'll be there for 5 days, you guys. So it's enough time for me to see the boroughs, to see uptown, to see downtown, to see left town, to see right town. I'm excited. You want to definitely stay tuned. If you want to stick around and view my New York trip with me, just watch my Facebook, facebook.com/Tangelo, T-E-A-N-G-E-L-O, and you can also take the trip with me. I really welcome all of my supporters and listeners to go with me. I think we are going to have a blast. And then as far as tonight's agenda of things to do, well, it's my birthday bash, so it's my party, and I'll party if I want to, get my boogie on if I want to, and dance because I want to. But instead, what I'm going to do is hear from you guys. I really welcome all of the callers to call in and share a tea moment, or just to share any thought of your birthday, or wish me happy birthday, or wish your cousin happy birthday. All the Leos out there, woo-woo, I'm in love. So anyhow, you guys, we're going to tonight, I am going to share my 8 most fondest memories, life memories, you know, fondest and most memorable moments of my life. I posted them on Facebook, but today will be the first day I actually announce what my number one most fondest memory is. So you have to stick around to hear about all of that. And, again, they're all on Facebook, so if you've been watching my Facebook, you've seen them there. And then we're going to hear from you, the listeners, the fans, the supporters. I can't wait to chat with you. It's going to be so much fun. I want to hear your thoughts and all things wonderful. And then we'll talk about some of the things I'm actually going to do in New York. Yep. And then also, I'm so excited, you guys, because we're going to also discuss a little bit about the movie box office, what films are hitting what. And I managed to see 2 movies while I was gone. I saw Cars 2. Yes, for all my animated film lovers, I do too. So we'll talk about Cars 2. And also Friends with Benefits, starring Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis. So that's going to be a lot of fun. You'll want to stick around. That's also going to be an adult conversation, because that is definitely an adult movie. So for all of you parents who thinking that movie might be okay, don't take the children. And then that, you guys, I'm just going to be here and kick it with you. So it's going to be a mad fun show. We're just going to have a blast tonight. So I am just so full of energy, guys. I'm really excited for tonight. We're going to have a blast. But what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we're going to have a party. Question, can you party like a rock star?
Rock and roll, no halo. We party rock. Yeah, that's the crew that I'm repping on the ride tonight. Every day I'm shuffling.
And be the first girl to make me throw this cash. We get money, don't be mad, now stop. Hating is bad.
One more shot for us,
another round.
Please fill up, hook up,
the rest around.
We just want to see
you take it out.
Now you home with me.
You're naked now.
Get my shuffle on. If y'all was here in the studio with me, y'all be like, this fool is on. Whew, I'm sorry. I'm really got me a little workout going over here, y'all. If you can get that shuffle on, you will definitely get your cardiovascular workout. You heard? So anyhow, you guys, what's going on? You are currently tuned in to Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them. And I am your boy, T'Angelo, and you are tuned in to T'Angelo's Birthday Bash. So, we are having a blast, and currently, I'm going to share with you my number 8 most memorable and fondest moments. And my number 8 most memorable and fondest moment would be my spending time with my nephew, D'Artagnan, and my niece, Zion, when they visited me one summer last year. Okay? So, I wrote the whole spiel on Facebook again, but we probably won't allow it to read the entire thing, but they came out, and it was the first time they had visited me here in Los Angeles, and they're not from that far. They're from the Reno Valley area, but just when you don't visit your family, it doesn't matter that's only 70 miles away because it feels like forever. So anyhow, my nephew D'Artagnan and Zion came out and visited me one summer, and we spent the entire trip seeing the sights of Los Angeles. We went to the beach, we went to Beverly Hills, we saw the movie G-Force, we walked the Hollywood Walk of Fame. We then took them on their first underground train experience as we took the train from Hollywood to Universal Studios. We visited IDA, which is International Dance Academy, which is a studio where they film Best Dance Cruise, so you can dance and all that stuff, and a slew of other places. And it's just one of those memories that makes life worth living. I truly enjoyed them. We had so much fun at the beach that day, and we cooked here at the house. We had it was awesome, and that's my little princess and my best homie. So thank you, bestest homie, little princess. I love you with all my heart. I hope they're listening. So that would have to be my fondest memory number 8. Now, and a lot of my fondest memories actually revolve around my family, but to mix it up a bit, I have to do some other memories, but a lot of my fondest memories are about different family moments, because my family, we have a blast. I don't know about you guys, but I have a dysfunctional family, and it's the best thing ever. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't imagine, like, what is a – I think a dysfunctional family is the only way to go, because if your family's, like, functioning, it's probably no fun. Like, what are you doing? Like, really? I don't get it. let's see. Sorry, one second here. And then fondest memory number 7 would be covering my first red carpet event. Yes, you guys. Okay. This was kind of an easy, still remember like it was yesterday. And it's almost a year that this happened. But when I covered my first professional red carpet, I was with Carla B. of EOTM Media, and she had invited me to cover this red carpet, the red carpet of the 42nd NCM Award announcement. Now, it was on that day I knew correspondent was another talent I had to flourish, and I had to get into the media life and become a media host. It was just part of my destiny. Excuse me. Let's see. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm doing weird things over here. Okay. This event was my first time ever covering a red carpet event, so I was kind of nervous, and I got to the venue super early because we had so many people of importance who were going to be there. I really had to be on my A game. So that day I met 50 Cent, I met Smokey Robinson, and I interviewed Avion Crockett, Columbus Short, Kimberly Elise, and a woman who had me completely smitten, Sanaa Lathan. What a way to start off in the business, right? This moment was very overwhelming, exciting, fun, a lot of hard work, and just one of those moments in life when you know you are standing right where God wanted you to be. So that is my fondest memory number 7. And I have to say thank you, Ms. Carla B., and to the entire EOTM family for breaking me into the media circuit and for us to continue to have uber success. So I just let you guys know those are my two fondest memory number 8 and number 7. And let me just tell you, the red carpet that day was so much fun. And to be around such respected actors and actresses and music people, it was just a blessing. So that's all I have to say about that. You are listening to D'Angelo with Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them. So, movies I've seen recently. Oh, my goodness. So, I know Cars 2 has been out for a little while now, so it's not like the newest thing on the block. But for those who haven't caught up with it just yet, here I am to give you my insight on such an awesome film. Yes, I did say awesome because the film was da bomb. Definitely take the kids out to see this one. I was in love with the first Cars movie, okay? My other nephew, Lee Quinn, who is like 5 years old now, when he was like 2, I babysitted him, and we watched Cars while we were together during our time. And he fell in love with that movie so strongly that he ended up watching it for the next 6 months every time he went to bed. He had to watch that movie every night he went to bed. His mother was, like, so over it. It was hilarious. So, of course, when Cars 2 came out, I had to check it out. And just let me tell you, Cars 2 is excellent, you guys. They allow Toll Mater to take the lead role of the film, and he does an exquisite job. I mean, the way he took the storyline, Lightning McQueen wasn't kind of like the lead. He didn't have this lead storyline in the film about Tomato and how he became a secret agent. And he would do some of the most silliest things, and they always thought that he was undercover. So he'd be like, you know what, you guys? I think that tire is round. Oh, my goodness. He's brilliant. Isn't he just brilliant? That was the most innovative comment ever. And he just said the tire was round, and they just thought it was like God turning on the sun or something. It was hilarious. The comedic timing is perfect. The storyline was a lot of fun. We got a chance to travel around the world with it. Lightning McQueen is super cool with his racing, and he's up against – I forget the other car's name right now, but their relationship going back and forth. The mystery of it all, figuring out – because it's a mystery film, you guys. It's kind of you're trying to figure out who the bad guy is, and so you're trying to figure that out, who did what in what room with which instrument, you know? It was a lot of fun. So if you have children or you just enjoy a good, like myself, I just enjoy a great animated film, this is definitely one you'll want to check out. I personally saw it in a big screen theater, and it was awesome because I felt like I was in a car with Lightning McQueen when we were driving down the road, the roadway. So anyhow, definitely check out Cars 2. And then just so you know, some of the box office hits this past weekend, Cowboys and Aliens came in at number one. Yeah, I don't even know much about that film, so I need to make it a point to look into it and see what the big old rave was about. But they did do like $36 million, huh? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm being told by one of the ladies here that it was a Clint Eastwood film, so that's definitely a name of its own. And isn't what's her name? Beyonce's due to do a film with Clint Eastwood right now too, so we'll have to see. He's directing her next film. Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. And then number two is a movie that I'll definitely be checking out, obviously, Smurfs. I haven't even yet seen a trailer on Smurfs yet. I just, again, haven't been able to get to a television these days. But Smurfs is definitely a film I'm going to have to check out. I've been on Smurfs for a while, and since I was a kid, I always watched them. And so now they have a movie out, I'm definitely going to be checking them out. Let's see here. I'm sorry. Are they telling me it's the box office? Is the box office right? Do I have the right box office information? Hold on. Do you guys? Am I the wrong box? I think it's the right box office information, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see. Hold on. I may have. Cause I did this. You know, I started my project. You guys were getting out the information kind of early. Do you guys think there's a misconception in my box office? Oh, okay. No, I'm okay. Okay. Okay, I'll make sure I get the right information to you guys. I'll just make sure. So anyhow, really quickly, and not surprising, of course, Harry Potter is still in the top five. He's at number four with Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. Crazy Stupid Love, number five. My movie, Friends with Benefits, which I'll go into details later, which is an awesome movie, is number six. Horrible Bosses, super cute movie, at number seven. Transformers, number eight, which is also a must-see. And Cars 2 is currently number 10, you guys. So definitely some films to check out. The movies are really cute these days. You can go to the movies and have options, you know. There's a lot of good movies out right now, so I'm really happy to hear that. So we're going to take a break here in a second, but before we do, I have a caller on the line. So let me see who we have. Can we pull up one of our callers? Can we get a caller? Let me see here. Let me check you guys. See, can I get one? Let's see.
Hello.
Oh, well, good evening. This is my dear friend Mocha D.
Who?
Who am I speaking? I'm sorry. Who am I speaking with? This is T. Angela. How are you?
I'm great. This is your red carpet wife.
OMG! Jordan Love, how I miss you.
I miss you too.
Do you know I have
been doing wonderful?
You know I have been thinking about you so much because I'm working on the project where I need a red carpet wife on stage with me, and I'm like, she doesn't live anywhere near me. What am I going to do?
I have to wish you a happy birthday, T. It sounds like you are doing awesome.
Girl, I'm having so much fun living life. I get to do all that I love to do. It's so much fun, and now I'm talking to you.
I know. I have my two fondest memories. I had to so call and bring them up.
Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Okay.
Go.
The first one is when you first met me, and I was auditioning for a group for a background dance, the background dancer, and I thought I was all that, and you so busted my bubble in front of everybody and let me know that my looks will not get me anywhere in the dancing world.
That is
the first memory.
And what do you think about memory now?
It's so true because I started dancing so long ago. That is so true. And my second memory was the Geisha House. I mean, that's enough said right there with the Geisha House. Remember we were walking down the street.
I think
it was Sunset. And remember we were picking up dimes off of the floor. Oh, my gosh, T. We have memories. I'm so proud of you, sweetie. I am so proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
that
my
was
goodness.
That was, at the Geisha House was a good time. And yes, picking up quarters, who would have thought it'd be so fun?
I'm so happy to hear from you. I wish you so much love. Happy birthday. I mean, God has blessed you in a number of ways. You are touching the world with your beautiful voice and your awesome talent. You've touched people before they've heard your voice. You're touching them wild, and you will leave a legacy. I love you. I love your family. I love your show, and I will definitely be tuning in and spreading the word, love.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Love. I so appreciate it. I love you dearly. I truly do, and you well know that. So thank you so much for calling and support, hon. I am truly blessed, and my life is so much better because of you.
Okay, baby. Talk to you later.
Until then, bye.
Okay, bye.
Oh, that was awesome, you guys. I'll have to explain to you guys more about the Geisha House after that, after we get back from this quick break, okay? That was awesome, you guys. Am I taking a break? No? I thought I had a break coming in.
I miss sex.
I miss sex, too.
Right, I mean, sometimes you just need it.
Why does it always got to come with complications?
And emotions.
It's a physical act, like playing tennis.
Do you want more beer?
Yeah. Let's play tennis.
Okay. Okay.
I can work with that.
Okay. Should be fine. So my daughter is just your slam piece?
No, no, I'm slam.
Just kidding. Slam away.
What's wrong?
Nothing!
Well, women start to scream, it can be misconstrued.
Just keep going!
Just that. That never works.
Nah, you don't get it, bro. Jamie's different.
Does she have a penis where most girls have a vagina?
No penis.
Then she's no different.
I know, we're getting too old for this.
Sex?
Casual sex. I don't even feel so college.
Oh, I could sing some Third Eye Blind.
Okay.
Closing time. One last call for alcohol.
That's not Third Eye Blind.
I'm pretty sure that's Third Eye Blind.
Nope. I know. I had a little too much to drink. You know how it is. You feel a little frisky.
Stop talking to me about your life. I'm 9.
Every time you curse, you blink like your body's rejecting the word.
It does not. Fuck you.
Blink.
No, I didn't fucking blink.
Blink again.
Fuck.
Ah, really? Blink. A lot.
Shit.
Then blink. Shit, you're okay with.
Closing time. Every new beginning.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, T'Angelo. I'm sorry. I was listening to that movie. I love the movie. You guys have to see. But Losing Time. That's not Third Eye Blind. I'm pretty sure it's Third Eye Blind. And guess what? They do discuss in the movie if it's Third Eye Blind or not. Should I ruin it and tell you if it is or not? Should I ruin it? Should I do it? Should I do it? No, I won't do it. So anyhow, we're going to take our next caller here. So let's go ahead and get into this. It's your boy, T'Angelo, with Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them. And currently, rumor has it, I have my mother on the phone. She's so beautiful.
Hi, baby. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. You remembered.
You know, I wrote it down, and I just happened to find the tablet where I wrote it.
Was it happen to be on my birth certificate?
As a matter of fact, you are so smart. Yes.
Wow. Well, how
yeah.
are you? Oh, thank you so
I got
much,
you
guys.
For you.
FYI, my mother, my best friend, and my sister, they all took me out to a beautiful lunch on my birthday. We went and had Seafood Fest at Red Lobster. You can check the Facebook for pictures. It was great. Thank you again, Ma, Shamara, and Tisha. It was great.
Yeah. I got a surprise for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, everybody. 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you!
What was that?
Oh. Tell me something.
Who's there?
Your nephew is tripping. It was your nephew and your two nieces.
Come back here, little
bring your butt back here.
Oh, my God. Don't put them on the radio.
And I told him to tell you who's here, and he just, I want to say that. I want to say that.
I didn't know.
Put him on the phone.
Oh,
D'Artagnan?
Yes.
What's up, my dude?
Hello.
Thank you. Thank you for the birthday wishes.
Wait, I couldn't hear you. Nani was talking.
I said thank you for the birthday wishes.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. Let me talk to your sister.
Hi, Uncle Rome.
Who's this?
Zion.
Hello, Zion. Thank you. I love you.
Love you, too.
Let me talk to your sister.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
How are you?
I'm so much better now that you sung happy birthday to me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
How old are you?
5.
Are you super?
Yes.
Let me talk back to Nani.
I'm here. One more person.
Oh,
happy
okay.
birthday, sweetie.
Oh, thank you so much. You guys are my big sister. Hey, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome, love.
Yeah, you guys are so awesome. Well, Ma.
Yes.
You have to continue to watch Facebook and my texts and stuff because I am getting ready for New York, and it is going to be awesome!
I kind of got that message. You know, somebody sent me a text this morning with a picture of you saying that you were ready to go.
Oh, it says, what did it say? It says 7 days until New York.
Oh, okay. 7 days. Is it countdown time?
Yeah, definitely. And check out the pictures today of me at the golf course. I went to Hillcrest Country Club, had a cute dinner, or lunch with your son, too. There's so much going on. It's my birthday month. It's my birthday month.
Oh, well, yeah. Was Sandra there, Sandy there?
No, she didn't make it. But we'll talk more details a little later. I have to say I love you, Mommy, and get with you a little later. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, of course it is. I love you, sweetie. Enjoy the rest of your birthday show. Talk to you soon. Smooches.
Bye, Mommy. Love you. Please. Oh, she's so awesome. Oh, so you guys, we have a bunch of more callers really quickly. I'm going to get into the next caller I have here. But let me see. Hold up. What's your call? So really quickly, I forgot one. Oh, let's go with, I want to really quickly sorry, I'm losing my stuff here, you guys. I'm so full right now. This is such a blessing. I'm enjoying this. Let's go ahead and go to our next caller, this young lady here, you guys. If you only knew, I should post her resume online so you guys know that I'm kind of important because she still talks to me. Jamie, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, T. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Are you here in America or are you abroad?
I am here in America on my own island of Jamie. I am lying here enjoying a glass of vino and wishing one of my dearest buddies a happy birthday. I rather enjoyed listening to your conversation with your mother and your nieces and nephew.
They are
so cute.
You're so cute.
I love your mom. I was wanting to chime in like, hi, Mom. And I'm doing the countdown for New York with you as well. Unfortunately, I'm going to New York as well, but it will not be at the same time as you. I'm so sad about that. That's just going to be ridiculous.
That sucks.
I guess New York could not handle the two of us at the same time.
Probably. It's my first time. So I don't know how crazy it's going to be. I might be low-key. It's my first time.
Whatever. I'd love to see you low-key. That would just be wrong.
Sacrilegious.
It's not okay. It's New York and you're tea. All you can do is you.
I guess you're right. I've kind of gotten used to it myself. So real
well,
quick, so what's one spot? What's it? Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm listening.
Oh, I was going to say, so what is it to share a key memory? What's the memory that you have with me?
Are you kidding me? I can't say that kind of stuff on the radio.
No, the G-rated stuff, PG-13.
I'm like, you're so outrageous. Where can I begin?
Okay, well,
yeah,
I didn't do it. It wasn't me.
No, but one of my key moments with you was when I first met you, actually.
This is the second first met me story. What are these first meetings doing?
Oh, my goodness, because you make such an impression. You're such an impressionable character. How could anybody forget you? You're forever a mark and a stain on my brain. Are you kidding? I couldn't forget anything. Now, the first time I met you, it was kind of funny because I had just opened the studio and I was auditioning instructors, and I basically had pretty much hired someone, and you were late to the audition, and you were one of the last ones there. And you're on the
clock
right there, and at that point I'm just like, okay, you're late, whatever, heard it, seen it all before. And then we started talking. I think you did more talking than dancing, typical Pete.
Probably. Mm-hmm.
And I just thoroughly enjoyed our conversation so much, and then you presented what you had, and you brought it until it was eternally brought.
And I think, and I remember that memory now too. That's awesome.
I'm like, that other person obviously did not get the position, and you definitely did, and you have just been a very close dear friend of mine, close personal family friend of mine. My whole family is saying happy birthday to you as well. They do not want to get on the phone because they're all shy, but they're all yelling happy birthday. And so that's probably one of my memories of you. I have so many, I don't even know where to start, so I'll just go with the first time.
Super, and it's funny because I think now, I hadn't thought about that memory in a while, but now in retrospect, I auditioned, I think, with Purple Rain, didn't I?
No, you didn't. I don't remember what song it was, but Purple Rain.
Oh, it was 112. It was 112 then. I remember.
It was the first choreographic piece that you presented through the studio that I had asked you to do. So it was an honor to have you do something like that, and it was beautiful, and people are still talking about it now, and it's almost 6 years later, and they're still talking about how beautiful it was. So
that was
that.
A blessing
Thank
to
you.
Do. Thank you. And I have never, and just so you guys listeners know, she had actually asked me to choreograph a piece based off of her family and her auntie passing of breast cancer. And I have never had anyone ask me to take their life story and make it real choreography. That's, like, such a touchy situation. And I was, like, terrified, actually, to be completely honest with you. I was like, oh, my gosh. And then you told me they're actually coming, like, the sisters who I was choreographing were coming to the show. OMG. Pressure, major. Pressure, like, in a major way. But
yeah, no pressure whatsoever. But you work best under pressure, and, you know, that's who you are. That's what you do. It's fabulous tea. Everybody must enjoy their tea. It's always tea time.
It's always tea time. I love it. Well, thank you so much, Jamie, for calling in. I truly appreciate it. I appreciate you.
No
and we still
problem.
Have to get together. I have to see the DVD. I've never seen the performance.
That's so ridiculous for so many reasons. But we will go
for so many reasons.
Date. Enjoy the rest of your birthday. And
cool.
Well, your birthday show, I should say. And
month.
I'm very proud of you. Love you, love you, love you. And definitely, I know we will be speaking later on, and I love you to death. And thank you so much for gracing us with you.
Well, thank you for allowing me to do what I do.
For sure. All right, good night, T.
Ciao. Oh, that is so awesome, you guys. She is beautiful in so many different ways, and she's hilarious. I'm telling you, she's just as dramatic as I am. Don't let the soft, sweet voice fool you. So really quickly, guys, I'm going to share with you my fondest memory number 6. And that was a perfect segue, Jamie. Thank you. Because my fondest memory number 6 is going to be performing for 2,500 people. During my first time dancing on tour, we were doing a show in Las Vegas. Oh, my gosh. And Jordan Love just called, and she's a part of the story. But I was standing on stage with two other dancers, one of them being Jordan Love and one being Jordan Love and another gentleman named Slim. And we were standing there getting ready for the show to start. And the crowd was already turned up. And when we arrived, it already turned up and going crazy, right? So then the beat dropped, and Jordan starts doing these pumps of her chest hard enough to break your back, okay? It was like boom, 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 and she was killing it, right? And I followed suit right behind her with some hardcore hitting choreography. Slim started out with I think it was Crump back then. He was hitting really well. And the show begins. The artist breaks onto the stage, and the crowd goes completely wild, screaming, jumping, dancing, and going crazy. It was awesome. The feeling that you get when you're standing in front of a crowd of that magnitude, you guys, with all that energy spewing onto the stage, it was a feeling that cannot be duplicated. I'm telling you, it was like the best ever. And to be completely honest, I can't really explain it how it felt. The only word I can think of is overwhelming, and even that's an understatement. I mean, I guess the energy of the crowd provides an orgasmic experience. You guys, that was my fondest memory, and it's one I will cherish forever. And actually, look to turn that 2,500 into an audience of 15,000. So give me some time. But I just have to say, I totally cannot wait to do it again. goodness. Okay. So, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm lit from that story in itself because it was really a great show. So that was Jamie, who had the dance reel, Jordan Love, who definitely represented that year, and that was Fonda's Memory Number 6. And now we have Fonda's Memory Number 5, which would have to be Time with Best Friends. I have been blessed with a wonderful group of friends. I just truly have, can say, people will tell you, you don't have a lot of friends in your life. And I'm blessed to say that I have at least 24 people I could call on a drop of a dime and say, hey, I need something. And they'll be like, what is it? Where are you? Let me get it to you. And that's just a true blessing. But there are two in particular ladies who hold the title of best friends, and they are Shamara and Stephanie. It's just awesome, you guys. I have known both of these ladies since high school, and even though they don't know each other, they both are listening ear. They and you know I can talk, so they be there listening. They are a guide to advice. They are funny moments there. They're their love and support. They help me strive towards my dreams and my goals of being an entertainer. I mean, it's, and they're just right there with me, ensuring that I continue to move forward and do what I'm destined to do, and I thank them so much for that. And I'm going to cut down the write-up that I did because it was a little bit longer because they're just awesome. But just to my wifey, which is Shamara, a.k.a. wifey, the many adventures that we've gone on has been just endless, you guys, countless adventures. From my auditions with Debbie Allen's Dance Academy to our vacation in San Francisco to the Wild Omega Fest parties, our family events that she's always attended, not to mention all the times I would turn the headlights off while we were driving down this dark street. And what can I tell you guys? I like the rush, but I would truly like to turn the lights off and drive down the street. Like at 45 miles an hour with the lights off. Well, I was young and stupid. I didn't do drugs and stuff. So this was my rush. So anyhow, Shamara, honey, you have truly been a great friend to the end. I thank you. And to my girl Stephanie, she is a fool, y'all. Stephanie's hilarious. If you think I'm funny, this is a woman who gave me my funny. Okay. We started off hating each other in high school, but once we got to become friends and to know each other, it was awesome, and it just brought us together to be stronger. And now, over 10 years later, we still talk and joke around as though it's still 1997. We were in ROTC together back in the day. We went to Colorado together, her baby daddy drama, her going to law school, my TV show, the prank phone calls. We used to do it all. We kept up trouble. It was hilarious. It was just, we had a great time. So to these two ladies, I want to say thank you so much for allowing me to be me and for being there. You guys, it was awesome. So that's my fondest memory. What number was that? That was Fonda's Memory Number 5, you guys. And was best friend time. Okie dokie okie. So, okay. So we're gonna take a call. Kristen, who is there? Come on. We're gonna take my homegirl Kristen, who is awesome in her own right as well. Good evening, Kristen.
Hey.
What's
How are
on?
You? Happy birthday.
Oh,
again.
Yes, again. Thank you
now,
so much for calling.
No problem. I'm sitting here trying to think about my tea moment, and it's like racing thoughts through my head. I'm like, which one do I want to talk about? I'm like, do I start in the beginning at RTC with Kinetic Conversations or Celebrate Dance or DTE? Or do I flip it back to, you know, sitting in front of IHOP with our deep talks and our hugs and stuff? But what I really narrowed it down to was 2008, Halloween in Hollywood. Remember, don't ask.
Yes. Don't be afraid to touch. So real quick to the listeners, you guys, just real quick, I forgot about that. You guys, in 2008, mm-hmm. I invited Kristen and her sisters to come with me. I was going to West Hollywood for Halloween. If you haven't been to Los Angeles, West Hollywood Halloween, you guys, you just have to do it. It's so much fun.
You
the
have
costumes
to.
Down
have
there.
To.
Are ridiculous. And they almost were not going to go with me to help their friend move furniture.
Yeah, I can't believe I was going to do that. Oh, my God.
And how was the event for you?
It was the time of my life. Like, I partied so hard the next day, my fingers and my hands were hurting. I was like, what was I doing that now my hands are sore? I don't know.
See, that's when you went to Yen's. You got to party like a rock star.
Yes, we were the life of the party, and the party was live, okay?
Yeah.
It was fantastic. And I had a blast on $0.
See, I told you, if you need to party, and you know me, I could take you out and have a blast, and we pay minimal.
Mm-hmm. Or none.
Or none. The other night, you guys, me and Kristen happened to go out, and I think we spent $0 and had food continuously offered to us all night.
Yes, and we went to two different venues.
Yeah, we did two venues that night. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you had drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And you had drinks.
Mm-hmm. Yo.
Super cool. Well, thank you so much, Kristen. You are my ultimate hug partner, as you well know.
Yes. I love you.
And I love you, too.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that was juicy. I love it. All right, baby.
Bye,
thank
love.
You so much for calling.
Anytime.
Oh, that was awesome, you guys. If you guys only knew all the time we spent together, it was so many awesome times that we did that. And then also real quick back to Jordan Love's story, the Geisha House was a very fun time. We were both here in L.A. working on being dancers. And when you don't have funds, you just have to make it work. And we was walking down the street, like, kind of hungry. And we had spent our budget for the day. And so I was like, well, if we want to eat, we got to find some quarters, girl. I'm sure it's something on the street somewhere. And we were literally walking down the street, like, trying not to look hungry. But it's one of those things that you will cherish because you were working towards your goal. And we were living it back then. We were performing all kinds of shows, hitting up auditions. And it was just awesome. It was truly just one of those things that you just can't get away from. It was a beautiful thing, a beautiful thing. So anyhow, you guys, I don't believe in doing my birthday as a one-time event. I think it has to be like a minimum of 4 events. Yeah. I mean, I love too many people. What can I say? But, I'm sorry, you guys, just all the energy. I'm so full. This is awesome. So, this has been great, you guys. So Tiangelo's birthday bash on air is kind of going well, and you guys are doing it. If you want to call in and share your thoughts in the Tiangelo moment, because this is hilarious, you're more than welcome to call 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. Hilarious. So anyhow, so we're now going to go into memory number 4. Fonda's memory number 4 would have to be Beyonce/Destiny's Child concerts live. Remarkable. Exquisite. Superb. Damn near perfection. I recall the first time I saw a Destiny's Child concert, and then it was a Beyonce concert live. And the first one would have to be Destiny's Child in 2001, I think it was. And they were touring back then with rapper Eve, the group Dream, and then there was Nelly and the St. Lunatics, okay? They were on, like, this MTV tour. And this was the first concert I had ever gone to. And so I had the time of my life. There was nothing more important on earth at that time than me going to that concert and seeing Destiny's Child give me the best performance of my life. My strongest memory, though, of seeing Destiny's Child would have to be the time I went to Destiny's Child Fulfilled and Loving It tour. And it was an exceptional concert, okay, first of all. And then there it was also the Beyonce Experience, which was also an exceptional concert. These two concerts just really were fulfilling to me. Both concerts offered a full performance, stellar vocals, awesome choreography, sexy dances, y'all. I mean, sexy dances, strong bands, and overall complete show. For both of these shows, I paid over $150 for my tickets. Yep, I did it. I worked for it. I did it. And for my tickets, I spent that much money, and never once have I ever regretted spending that money because it's what I wanted to do. Some people buy shoes. I bought concert tickets. So anyhow, and as a performer myself, I just really was able to enjoy the show. I just bit my lip. I have bit my lip in the same spot like the third time in the last 3 days. See, my lips are getting too big? What's that thing? I'm sorry. Okay. as a performer myself, I know what it takes to give of yourself in such a way. And to see these ladies give their all on stage as they did was really touching to all those who were looking to be touched and entertained, all those who were looking to be entertained, and it was a true delight. While I was at the Destiny's Child concert, I most remember Michelle stepping her game up, it seems. You know, I was used to her always playing the chill girl, you know, in the back, laid low. But in this show, she let loose and wowed the crowd all night with her dancing and her vocals. It was completely awe-dropping. Mouth-dropping, I'm sorry, and awing. At the Beyonce Experience show, I most recall how Beyonce really made it a point to ensure everyone in the building was entertained and felt important and a part of the show. They really did. She really did. She made a point to have eye contact at the end of the show. You know, she points out to everyone in the audience saying, I see you. I see you. You with the red shirt, I see you. Thank you for coming. And, you know, a person doesn't have to do that. And to look at somebody and not look through them is always an awesome thing. You know, you don't have to always look through people, but actually look at them and say, I see you at the concert and I thank you. And I had went with a friend of mine who was like a bigger Beyonce fan than I am, and she pointed him out, and he had on a big jumbotron, and he just went completely crazy. And I was really grateful to her. Like, this is what he had wanted forever. He had really scraped his little coins together, because I told him where I was going to sit, which was like probably 5 rows from the stage, and if you want to sit with me, you got to pay to play. And that's what he did. And my baby sister, and he had the time of our lives. So that was awesome. I just say thank you, ladies, for y'all's hard work. And that was my fondest memory, number four? Yeah, that was number four. So that was super cool, you guys. Let's see. Now, with all that's going on, and you guys, let's see. So really quickly, I'm going to come out of my moments for a second, my fondest birthday moments, and share with you what I did last year for my birthday. Last year's birthday was a 4-weekend series. I kicked it off the first weekend with me doing it for myself, actually. I did a pamper day of myself, where I spent the entire weekend pampering with manis, pedis, massage, facials, haircut, you know, a new fit. So when I walk onto the scene, I just felt like I was me. And then then there was second week, which was my birthday bash in Empire. I was at my mom's house. Thank you to everyone who came to the IE birthday party last year. We had this limbo game going on that was to die for. I almost won, but the chick who beat me out was like 2 inches or two – actually, she's like 6 inches shorter than me when she took her freaking shoes off. So she could get lower than I can. But we had a blast. That party didn't even end, I think, until like maybe midnight. And it was a barbecue, so it started at like 3. So that was awesome. Week number 3, we did a party here in Los Angeles at my granny's house. And you guys, granny is so awesome. On our next break, I'm going to see if I can find her. Because if she calls the show, you guys are going to see how awesome she is. It's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome. So she's pretty great. But anyhow, the party at Granny's was so much fun. She's a riot. She actually made that party all that it was. Oh, my goodness. And then Rico, one of my really good friends, he cooked. Oh, my goodness. The menu at that event was to die. If y'all wanted to play, y'all should have been at that event. And then thank you to Rico. Rico, oh, my goodness. He's like the party coordinator. He put together this whole, it was a luau thing. We had tiki torches. I had a little grass skirt on. It was awesome. Thank you again, Mr. Rico, Dakota Page. Thank you. It was awesome. So then what did I do this for? I'm sorry, but you know, I've been trying to figure out since I wrote this script down to what I could tell you I did for week 4, and I don't know if I was too turned up because I cannot remember. I know my boys took me out to dinner. I also went to BJ's one night. We went to dinner, but that wasn't a weekend event. That was just a thing we did. I don't remember. Oh, well, I just can't remember. But I have another caller, so we're going to go ahead and take the next caller on the line. So let's go ahead and see who I'm working with now. Good evening. Hello, this is Tiangelo. How are you?
I assume you're talking to me.
Well, who else could it be?
I don't know. You never said who the person was. I gave a name.
Well, you gave a letter.
That's the name. How are you? How are you? I called to wish you I was on the line and I was just listening, but I wanted to wish you a very happy birthday. And just to remind you that I owe you dinner. I'm going to make you know who I am by telling you this. Tell Granny I said hello. That's all I have to say about that.
And then he quotes me. Well, thank you so much, and I will definitely relay the message.
Relay the message and tell her I hope I see her soon. And
well,
we have to schedule your birthday dinner.
I forwarded her your email, so I haven't heard from her yet.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So I was sitting here listening to the show and enjoying it, and you are absolutely wonderful and having just the energy and quiet and craziness that is so you. So keep on doing what you're doing. Enjoy your birthday month, as I was told earlier today.
Yeah. That's how it goes down.
I have, by the way, just for the record, I have a Tiangelo memory, but I can't tell it on the line. Right. It's not bad. So to the listeners, that it's not bad, but it's just, it's one of those inside things.
Is it inside of me? Do I know it?
Well, yeah, you do.
Well, you have to tell a different one. You have to share at least one key moment.
Yeah, but I can't tell that one.
That's fine. Do a different one.
Oh, my God. Now you have me on the spot.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. The key moment. Yeah. It's that one. That one that's in my head, but I'm not going to tell it.
Well, super
way.
Cool.
It was the moment that you discovered who I was.
Oh, that's a good moment. Yeah, that was a funny moment.
Yeah, that was a crazy moment. It was actually an aha moment for you and your listeners. What the heck? Can I say hell?
Well, no, I'm going to fill them in. I know how to fill them in. I'll tell them. So, you guys, what it is we were at an event, and I had met this man a year ago, and I didn't necessarily remember him, and he remembered me. And he was talking to me, and I was like, do I know you? And then he said my name, and I was like, oh, my God, he knows me. And then he knew my grandmother. And I was like, oh, my gosh, he knew my grandmother.
I love your grandmother.
I was so dumbfounded, and I was sitting there looking like, I really want to know who this is. It took a minute, but over time, he did jog my memory, and I completely recall who you were.
And from now, you know who he is as well.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, thank you so much, Pete, for giving a call. I do appreciate that.
No problem. Happy
and you continue listening. The show is going to be awesome.
Great. I will. We'll have to talk about that birthday dinner.
Super cool. Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you come on food, I'm definitely going to be over it. I mean, on it.
Talk to you later. Have a good one.
Ciao. You guys, okay, so listen. If you decide to give me free food, you got me. Like, if you say free food, I'm so there. I don't really question that. I love to eat. So if you're wondering what my favorites are, it is seafood and Mexican food. There's no question to it. I'm shrimp and crab. And what is it? Lobster. Yeah. Yeah, a crab cake, no problem. A good carne asada. Burrito.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a shrimp fajita. What else on that? A wet burrito.
Up that she really proud. I'm about to chill this shit, dog. I'm really about to kill this shit. First, let me say a quick prayer. Lord, I want to thank you for getting me here. Please, bless me with a good show. Put my mic at. Now, here the fuck I go. Yeah. It goes out to you. I know the haters out of me, I'm in there really mad. But I love my haters, for y'all I'm really glad. Hope you bought a ticket to the main event. Cause who you thought I was, he done came and went. Ay, so back up on my BI. You can see easy, you back up on your GI. Maybe I can see why you envy the chase of the dream. Cause you gave up on yours a long time ago. I don't see why, shit I can see how you made a good life. Optimism really keeps the hope afloat. So when I get tired, yeah, bitch, I'm open though. Till the obstacles look like foaming and I knock them out. In one place, yeah, I can box them out. But I put my work in.
it's your boy T'Angelo, and you are tuned in to Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them, and it's my birthday bash! Woo woo! All righty, you guys, we are having such a blast here tonight. I just want to thank everyone. I am having so much fun. Hilarious! So anyhow, we are currently going through my list of memorable and most fondest moments, and we are up to number 3, actually, where number 3 is has to be a not so long ago memory, actually, which would be my mother's 50th birthday extravaganza. My mother turned 50 this past January, and so, of course, it had to be over the top, off the chain, and something that she will not soon forget. And so we went with my – oh, and the best part about it, you guys, is my siblings, the mom has 4 living children, and the 4 of us really came together, and that was the coolest part. Is I was talking to my siblings. Like, I talked to, like, all 3 of them in one day within a 60-minute span. And I know that might not seem like a lot, but think about family when you guys are all living these fast-paced lives, myself with entertainment. My sister, my older sister, has a big family life. My baby sister has a small family life, career, and school. And then my bro and I talk a little bit more frequently. But to talk to all of them in one week is, like, really unheard of. So that was pretty awesome. But anyhow, Mother's 50th Royal Birthday Extravaganza was an event. My mother turning the big 5-0. I don't know what I'm saying. How did I write this? My mother turned a big 5-0 this year. And, of course, we had to do it in a major way. Seeing that my mother is so in tune to things, giving her a surprise party would have just been more stress than we had time for. So instead, we planned a whole weekend of events for her. But the catch was, mother did not know what we had planned. So she knew she was going away for the weekend, but no other details were given. So she was being spoon-fed her day's events as the days unfolded. Phase 1, mother's venue. So we rented a house in the Hollywood Hills where my baby sister Jasmine A arrived at the house with mother. Ma is under the impression the home belongs to a friend of mine. It was only after she took a tour of the property and mentioned she liked the house that I said, good, Ma, you like it? She's like, yeah. I said, because it's yours for the weekend. As I handed her the keys, she was in complete awe and total disbelief. I think it was the fireplace in the master bedroom that won her over. So anyhow, she could not believe we had gotten her a house for the weekend. It brought us, her children, joy to know that she was pleased and that this was only phase 1. Phase 2 was the limo ride. Jasmine A, the baby sister, decided that Ma had not been in a limo for years. So seeing that she hadn't, it's time to bring it to a close. So the trick was getting her out of the house to the limo. She did make it out of the house eventually. I do mean it eventually. And we had a staircase to come out of the property. Once she goes down the bottom of the stairs, what happened next, none of us could have figured. All of a sudden, she looks outside and she sees the limo sitting in the driveway. Super cute limo, by the way. And Ma screams at the top of her lungs. And quiet as it's kept, you guys, I think she even used a curse word. You know how to. Well, anyhow, she doesn't like to use bad words. I think she yelled one at that moment. And she yelled at the top of her lungs when she realized the limo was awaiting her. There were hugs, kisses, and tears, and all kinds of kind words being spewed across the limo ride. But most of all, there was a lot of love, and she felt it. We ended up cruising Sunset, and then we ended up stopping at Universal City Walk. We dined at Bubblegum Shrimp. It was super cute, and she did enjoy, and it was awesome. And then, let's see. Now, that was phase 2, and then we had phase 3, which was shopping and family time. My brother, Gerald, thought it would be a great idea for Ma to spend the day with the grandchildren, seeing that she's all about family. So off to Beverly Hills we went. The children treated their grandmother to a Sprinkles cupcakes. And if you haven't been to the L.A. area, you guys, Sprinkles cupcakes are to die for. They're awesome. We walked all up and down Rodeo Drive, having just a blast. And she enjoyed. And now we needed to get her a red dress for the evening. She didn't know why she needed the red dress, but with the way things were going thus far, she did not question. Meanwhile, back at the house, my older sister Tisha and Jasmine A were readying the house for the royal extravaganza. And so they were out doing that while we were out, you know, being a decoy into the town. Phase 4, 5, and 6, well, I call the conclusion. Tisha prepared a feast that could have fed the Greek gods. Okay, mother was still not told whether there was a surprise party brewing for her. It was only once the late hour arrived that she found out what happened. With all of her guests in all black attire, Gloria arrived in a stunningly beautiful red dress, looking no less than gorgeous. The evening was all things wonderful, but the most heartfelt moment and memorable aspect of the event was when everyone went around the room sharing their appreciation for such a selfless woman. The evening went off without a hitch. On the third day, we spent Mother rested, and we all just enjoyed the house and the family. We just basked in the love. So I truly want to thank my siblings once again. We really came together, you guys, to make sure Ma's 50th will be one she will not soon forget. And we love you, Ma. The weekend was awesome, and I'm so happy you enjoyed. So I love you, Mommy. Smooches. Alrighty, you guys. Well, next we have the beautiful diva herself, Miss Carla B. Sup, girl?
Hey, what's good, T?
Hello. I can't. Have you been at the party? Because we're popping here at the birthday bash.
Yes, I have. And you're just so great. You're just so great. And I just had to call in just to say a couple words. Number one, of course, on air, I want to say happy birthday to you and really let you know how special you are. You are so special, T'Angelo. You're special to EOTM. You're special to me. And I have so many great memories, so many great T moments. But I know I only have a few minutes, so I can only probably say one. But I'm going to say two, if I can. The two most memorable moments that I have with you. Number one, well, first of all, did I say happy birthday to you?
You did.
Okay, so the first moment is, it's probably the first day I met you. I don't know if this was actually the first time I met you. This is the first memory, which was we were at an event for Lil Zane at a club, and it was Rollo Street TV, Quadusa. Then we saw you. And then your friend, I can't remember, or he's going to kill me because he's going to be hurt also. Yes, but I can't remember what club that was, but I remember you because your energy was so great. I'm like, who is this? You know, and you're like, it's T'Angelo. I'm like, yeah, I knew that because I remember seeing your face somewhere. But that was one of the first moments. And I just, from that moment, there was something about you. I'm like, wow. And then we happened to run into each other again later on. But the second one is, we had already done a couple of red carpets, but this red carpet was special to me. It was the Oscars. I think that was probably just the most, because both of us came together to do that, and your energy, and you just took charge. And I just love that about you, just putting everything together and the fun and the energy that we both had on the red carpet and just producing that. That show was just so great to me, and I think from that point on, it was like, yeah, he's the bomb. I had to give it to you. You know, you definitely inspired me. And that's always a beautiful thing when I can, you know, see somebody really inspire me. Because the only people that really inspires me are like icons, you know.
Right.
Inspires me. Maya Angelou inspires me. Barack Obama used to inspire me, but, you know, I'm not a fan anymore, so he doesn't. But you get the picture. And for that, I wanted to say a little quick birthday poem.
Okay.
I didn't write it, but when I read it, I'm like, okay, I just got to really show you how much I love you, T'Angelo.
Oh my God. You're like a brother
to me. You're like a son to me. You have to remind me of my youngest son. I'm not old enough to be your mom, though, but I just want you to know that you're very...
Make sure she put that out there.
Yeah. But here it is, and I'm going to go ahead, because I know you still got a full show, and you got people that are calling in. But this is my birthday poem for you. I didn't write it. I don't know who wrote it, but I just thought it was really special. Hoping that your day will be as special as you are. Count your life by smiles, not tears. Count your age by friends, not years.
I'm so glad you were born because you brightened my life and fill it with joy. May the years continue to be good to you. Happy birthday. You're not getting older. You're getting better. May this year bring with it all the success and fulfillment your heart desires. Wishing you all things in life. Hope this day will bring you an extra share of all that makes you happiest. Happy birthday, and may all the wishes and dreams you dream today turn to reality. May this day bring to you all the things that make you smile. Happy birthday. Your best years are still ahead of you. Happy birthday, T.
Oh, I want to scream out loud. Oh, thank you so much.
No problem.
I forgot about
Oscar.
That was a great day, by the way. That was a great memory. I forgot about my, I'm so stuck on the first event we ever did. That the Oscar, that was a great event. And my favorite part, just FYI, was walking down the staircase.
Yeah, that was one of mine, too. And, you know, you're an inspiration to so many people. You have such a great show and on EOTM Radio, so many great things as far as on the Recargo EOTM TV. And when I see you, Tiangelo, I'm just going to let you know I see greatness in you, and I just, you know, just hope that you can stay focused. And I'm telling you, I was when we were talking about New York a little bit earlier, I was worried about you like a mom is worried about their child. So just make sure you be safe, have a blast, but don't be worrying me and stuff. And I'm going to definitely watch your Facebook.
Okay, because it will be there, the nightlife and all. But thank you so much. And no, I'm only going to New York to be better. I have to spread my wings.
Thank you so much for calling.
I truly appreciate it.
No problem, and you do have some callers that are calling in right now. So
yeah, let's take a caller.
Since I'm on, I guess since I didn't have a chance to screen it for you, I'll just say that it's a caller, area code 916, you're live. Bye.
Hello there. This is Tiangelo. How are you?
Is it these brains time?
I'm sorry?
Is it time for these brains?
OMG! it's Frederick!
What up?
What's going
Happy
on?
Birthday. Happy birthday, boy.
Thank you. Where are you?
Just stepped outside from work for a second because I looked at the time and I was like, okay, let me go ahead and say my little happy birthday real quick. But, yes, happy birthday. I hope you enjoyed your day. It's your inspiration. I love that poem the way that was before me. So, yeah.
Oh, Carla.
Yeah.
real quick, before you go, you have to share a team moment. What's one of your Team Angelo moments that you remember?
Well, when I first met you, and then you were just telling me about something, and then you, all of a sudden you just popped up on your tippy toes and was like, look, do you like this cap? Do you like the way you see it? And I was like, who are you? And so you were hanging out with my friend at the time, we were at his house or whatever. So I knew you were a character then, but I knew you were a star, and I know just the light has yet to shine as bright as I know it's going to be for you. So I just want to wish you a happy birthday, and I'm very proud of you.
Thank you so much, because I appreciate that. And real quick, before you go, I want to share my fondest Frederick moment, only because I love this moment when we watch the concert, the Patti LaBelle concert. To this day, I don't know many people who have watched that concert and appreciated it as much as I have.
I almost played
your voicemail on my radio show.
Go ahead. I don't mind a little copywritten. Somebody want to hire me? Showtime at the Apollo. Holla.
All right. Thank you so much. I love you, bro.
No, bro. Love you. Bye-bye.
Oh, bye. Oh, you guys, this is so much fun. I don't get to talk to many great people all in one day. This is awesome. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I have another caller. I'm going to take another caller. Oh, my time is running down. They're, like, flashing cards at me that the time is running out. And I have two more memories to go through. And sex, best friends with benefits. Ah, so much to do. But we have our next caller here. This caller, you guys, this is my boy, Day Shy. And I have known this cat since I was knee-high to a chicken. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, T?
Wow, you're really here.
Yeah, sorry, I couldn't be there in person. I'm in London right now doing some work, but I made sure I did call in for you and gave you love for your birthday. And sorry I couldn't be in New York with you, but you know,
yeah, I want to let you have it about that.
You know how we do.
Well, that's okay. You got. I'm gonna let you have this one off, and you'll be in Vegas.
I will be in Vegas. I've cleared my calendar for Vegas. Yes.
You're too kind. What's going on in London?
Right now, I'm just doing a styling, a couple of photo shoots here, and I will be back home on Sunday. So hope to see you then when I get back in.
Super cool. I'll be leaving on Tuesday.
Well, just in time. I'm loving the show, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you. This has been a blast. Like, I get to talk to all these great people all in, like, an hour and a half. That's like, the bestest ever. I should have did a two-hour show so I can get more people in. So before I get too far off, what's a tea moment? Share with me a T'Angelo moment. FYI, you guys, just so you know, the homie Dave Shine and I, this is my rock star party star. When I'm in the club, and if you ever party with me, you know I'm on a dance floor all night, and people can't hang. But this brother right here, I don't know where he get it from. He be right there with me. Now we be cutting at the rug. Get it.
Let's see. The favorite tea moment would have been the first time you got to take a walk in my shoes. I wanted to get you to travel. So first year, got you out to Miami. And just to see how in awe you were of the partying all night, the ambiance, the city, you fell in love right away with it. And it was like, it was perfect because as long as I had been traveling, your mouth would just water at like, oh, I want to do that. Oh, I want to do that. So when I finally got you out on the road with me, you know, you were having a hard time taking it all in.
it was together, so much. Like, wow.
Yeah.
You know me, I was a part of the slower lane of life, and I didn't drive in the fast lane for a while.
No, you were very much in the slow lane.
I'm okay with that. It's
the slow lane.
It took me a minute.
Yeah. But I got you together, so you're good now. You're good. You know? You're quite frequently on the traveling board. I'm jealous about New York, but, you know.
Well, you'll get there.
Yeah, well. Well, you enjoy the rest of your night, and I've got to get back to work here. You know, there's quite a time difference, so.
I want to ask you what time it was, but I just thought I wouldn't mention it.
Please, I don't even want to think about it.
Super cool. All right, my man, you go ahead and get to work, and we'll definitely converse again soon.
All right, enjoy your show, and happy birthday.
Thank you kindly.
All right, see you later.
Ciao.
John. All right.
Bye. Okay, so you guys, really quickly, I'm going to run through memory number two to get to memory number one. As far as Friends with Benefits, y'all have to go see it. It was an awesome film. It was really funny. They both were sexy and hot. Clothing seemed to be optional. Yeah, they were naked a lot of times. It was great. All right, memory number two. Memory number two, you guys, would have to be family time. I know it's supposed to be one memory, but I couldn't. It was a lot of them. My brother, Gerald, my sister, Patricia, Jasmine, my grandmother, Granny, my mother, Gloria, these five people really make life worth living. It's sometimes hard to be in the world of entertainment because you spend a lot of time away from people you love, and sometimes you spend a lot of time kind of by yourself in the lab trying to prepare your product for the on stage, the on screen, the on radio, the all those things. And so I don't always get to see them or spend a lot of time with them, but when I do, I always try to make it quality time, and they never let me down. I always have so many good laughs. I always have so much fun. My baby sister right now is pregnant with my nephew, and the last time I saw her the other day, she was showing me the baby kicking in her stomach. You know, those are moments that I always cherish. My bros, my moms, they always just make it a point to really to cherish the time we get together. So I would say to everybody, if you have family and you get that moment because your life is fast forward, just make sure you indulge. Just make sure you indulge at that moment. I believe my mom taught me that don't give me my flowers when I'm dead. Give them to me while I'm alive. And that's what I really believe. If I give her five dozen roses now, when she passes away, I don't necessarily have to because she got them already, you know. And I really believe in that. So anytime I get a chance to be with my family, I totally try to do that. And then I think that's all the memories I want to say about that. And then, so family, let's just keep up the funny moments going. And then really quickly, my fondest memory number one, I'm going to have to cut this one kind of short versus all I wanted to say. But you guys, fondest memory number one for me, honestly, is really close to my heart. because people tonight have said some awesome things, and I'm so humbled and I'm so grateful, you guys. And it's funny to hear about the first time I met these people, they remember that, because I usually won't if they don't remind me. But my most fondest moment for myself, number one, would have to be the day that I fell in love with myself. I had a hard time growing up because being more dramatic, more flamboyant, more outrageous didn't really allow me to be the coolest person in school in my youth. And so I spent a lot of time with self-hatred, low self-esteem, just wanting to be in a corner. And to be able to be the person you guys get to see and enjoy today was a very hard transition. It really was. A lot of crying nights, a lot of time with mother and my dad at the time, trying to make sure I became the man they wanted me to be. And so I will have to say my most fondest moment is when I learned that I could be me and I loved being me. And it's the most awesome thing, because when I second-guess being me, anyone around me always says, could you please just be you? And people kept saying, T, can you please just be you? And I would do certain creative projects, and I would give them something else. And they'd be like, could you not do that and give me you? Recently, I got a new manager, and she saw me doing red carpet stuff, playing the safe card. She said, that's not you. Could you please give me you? And that's my favorite memory, is just the point where I learned to love me. So I'll say for everybody out there, use what you got to get what you want. If you happen to have something that's funky and quirky, make it work for you. But you have to love yourself, because if you don't, you're not living life to the fullest, because you're spending too much time worrying about what everybody else thinks. And Jesus Christ was walking on planet Earth, and they let him have it. They talked about him like he was a dog. So what makes you think you any more special? Personally, I'm kind of I enjoy the talks now, my own personal thing. So anyhow, that's my number one most fondest memory, you guys, is just learning how to appreciate me and to really love myself and to do what I love to do. And through all these beautiful people who have crossed my path, you guys are all awesome. I do love you all in such a major way. You guys inspire me to continue to go forward. This entertainment business is not easy. I have wanted to quit. My mother could tell you how many times I've called her pretty much in tears saying I'm over dance. I can't even tell you how many times I've been over dance. And I'm just so grateful that I have this wonderful backing to continue to keep me moving forward and will continue to love me even when I don't love myself. I love all of you guys so much. I thank you for calling in with your kind words and memories. I hope not to let any of you guys down. Tonight was an hour and a half show. The next time we'll do a 4-hour show, because it's all about you guys and hearing all the fun moments we get to have together. I love it. I love you. I'm just overwhelmed. I can talk about this forever, but I'm not going to. Can we get Nicki Minaj, you guys? Nicki, my song, Moment for Life, real quick. Can we do that? Anybody? Can I get that? And the reason I want to play this song, you guys, because it's kind of the song that I love. Like, it's been my anthem because I feel that way. Like, this is our moment for life. Can I get a yes to that, Carla? I'm trying to get to their attention. They're not really watching me. Can I get Moment for Life? Let me see if we can pull it up. We're going to try to pull that up, you guys. So anyhow, let me just say thank you to everybody. I'm going to have to get ready to go because my show is coming to a close, and my homegirl just walked in the room with some, oh my goodness, they brought me some real food, you guys. I got some chicken over here, and they brought me a whole bottle of Hawaiian Punch. Do not tell my trainer I got Hawaiian Punch. I hope she's not listening. I'm probably drinking water. Anyhow, you guys, I love you so much, and I am your boy, T'Angelo, and I'll leave you with this. Dance as though no one is watching, you guys. Just live. I'm out.
I've been waiting on this moment my whole life. Feel that I'm here, it really got me feeling right. Hear the crowd screaming, feel like I'm still dreaming. Wish my granddad was here, swear I still need him.
My bad, you guys. Wrong moment. I want to do The Moment for Life by Nicki Minaj. I love that song, too. That was by Shay Dot, and that's an awesome track as well. But we actually want to go with Moment for Life when she says, I feel like I can have this moment for life. I could just sing it. For life. I could just sing it. For life.
For life.
And in this moment, I just feel so alive. That's how I feel right now, you guys. Alive. Somebody drop that beat. Alive. Hey, I wish that I could have this moment.
Do I get stress headaches at work? Yes, definitely. From the moment I get in, it's Denise, we need this. Denise, we need that. Which is stressful, because my name is Linda. Denise is the other black woman that works here. By 10 a.m., someone in the copy room makes a joke about Kobe Bryant, and everyone looks at me to make sure it's okay. And I smile like it's okay.
I fly with the stars in the sky.